Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business will be this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, under old business, cases 9512 and 9513 involve some legal issues that the county legal staff is still investigating. And we'd like to have a little bit more time to research those things. I'm wondering if the board would consider taking those now and tabling them till the first meeting in July. That way, if there's anybody here, they don't have to sit around all night to wait for that.
So moved.
Are there any other additions or corrections? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the agenda circulated with the exception of tabling those cases until the first meeting in July.
Do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated with the exception of the two cases, 95, 12, and 13, until our first regular meeting in July, which will be July the 10th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witness. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and we ask that you be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Also, it's not necessary that you speak. In order to register your approval or disapproval, the board will ask for a show of hands one way or the other. The board may ask questions of anyone who does speak, and once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if anyone has a pager or a cell phone, we would ask that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 9515, Robert G. Crawford, east of Road 274, west of G Street, being lot G26, within Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, a variance from side yard setback requirement, and a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Robert G. Crawford, 21214 G Street, Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Community Park.
Mm-hmm. Do you swear a testimony about the truth, the whole truth, and
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Can you explain to the board your request for these two variances?
Yes, I've lived in Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park for approximately 20 years, and we just retired down here in May. Prior to coming down here, moving down in May, I went and bought a double-wide mobile home to replace the single-wide that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
When I applied for the permit, they said I had to have a 10-foot setback around the property and 20 feet from my nearest neighbor. Well, I'm 19 feet 3 inches from one neighbor and 20 feet from the other neighbor, and neither one of them object to my being where I am with the closeness of nine inches. I'm 9 inches too close to one neighbor. I have two letters, one from neighbors directly on either side of us, stating they have no objection to my coming down with a double wide.
Okay. Yeah. Don, do you have any letters?
No, I have no letters.
No letters. Okay. So the park has approved this then?
Park has approved it, and I'm all set to go as soon as I get approval from the zoning board.
And again, your neighbors had no problems with it, you say?
Pardon?
You have letters from your neighbors?
Do you have two letters from my neighbors.
Would you want to pass them down to the secretary, please?
Yes, thank you.
They're the neighbors on both sides of me.
Okay. All right, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board?
The, you've submitted two drawings, I take it.
One was the first drawing, the surveyor had the house too big. And the second drawing was the right size.
That's this one, the larger of the two is the...
The first one?
One is 68 feet, or I'm sorry, 64 feet.
64 by 28?
28 by 64, yes.
Yeah, that's the right one.
That's the right one.
Okay, so that's showing that you're closer to your property lines than you originally requested.
Right.
So you need more of a variance than you requested.
Well, I only need 9 inches according to the surveyor.
Okay, according to his drawing, and I take it this is his drawing.
This is Mr. Hans, yes.
You're 8.91 feet from the property line, which is more than 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would assume, and although it doesn't show it, that you're going to be closer than the 19.4 or 19.3 feet from your neighbor.
Well, the park came down and measured it the other day to put the four corners of the house within the property, and they said that I'm 19 feet from the one house and 20 feet from the other. 19 feet, 3 inches.
Well, if we grant that and then once the unit's set, we find that it's actually closer than that, you'd have to reapply.
Well, I realize that, but for the last 3 months, we've been living out of suitcases and boxes trying to get this resolved.
Well, we know that your request then would be for, I guess, to be safe, 1.2 feet.
It'd be better.
Yeah,
well, I have a letter from the park that said that we need 68 feet and we're 67 feet. So that's a difference of 1 foot according to the park's specifications.
We're not talking about the length, we're talking about the width.
I'm talking about the width, sir, from between the property lines.
Okay, your original request is for 0.5 feet on the sides and 1 foot from the distance between units.
No, uh-uh. There's 10 feet for setbacks. There's no mention of 5 foot.
No, your request was for half a foot.
Half a foot.
Half a foot, it's 9 inches to be exact.
Okay.
Okay, are there any other questions from members of the board?
So what's he requesting now? Half a foot?
I don't think he's sure. You're saying this drawing is correct?
According to Mr. Hahn, that's the latest drawing he gave me.
And what I'm explaining to you is if this drawing is correct, then you need more than 9 inches.
If which, that's correct,
which we can consider.
Mm-hmm. I'm only going by what the park and what the surveyor said.
My suggestion then would be that you request a 1.2-foot variance on each side and a 2-foot variance between units.
What he's trying to tell you again, sir, is better you to have enough so if they come out and they set it and then you're going to see that you don't have enough, mm-hmm. then you're going to have to come back again. So as he said, we'd rather you to make sure you got enough or give you extra to have enough.
I do have enough according to the parks and the way they staked it out and marked it out. They said I have some sufficient... width between the properties.
All right, sir. Okay. All right, are there any... So we're going to go with the application. No questions?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills, any further questions?
Yeah, I'm still not clear. The application's 0.5 feet, so you're asking only... You only want 9 inches on each
side. 9 inches. I never requested 5 feet.
No, it's say 0.5.
0.5, I'm half sorry. A foot, sir.
So you want 9 inches.
9 inches.
Yeah, 0.75 feet. And you want how much between units?
Right now there's 19 feet, 3 inches between my house and the nearest structure, which is the porch on the adjacent property.
Mr. Chairman, this came in today at the office. I'm not sure who dropped it off.
Okay.
You're going to need the one, what he's saying, the 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a new survey?
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen that.
This is...
No, I haven't
seen that. You seen this? This is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
See, you see?
I see that, yes, ma'am.
This is what you need to go by now. That's what he's trying to show you. You need more.
How much more do I need?
The 1.2.
Can I apply that now?
That's what he's telling you.
That's what he's trying to tell you, sir. That's what Commissioner Mills is trying to tell you. That they can consider it now. That's why we want to make sure that you have enough so you don't go back and run into a problem. Okay? Do you understand it?
I sure do.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of...
Can I ask one more? Is there any way I could expedite a ruling on this?
Well, let's wait till we take the vote then first, sir.
Okay. Well,
if we make a ruling tonight, it can still be appealed.
Mm-hmm. But,
and that's 60 days from the finding of facts. So,
okay.
You know, even though if we ruled in favor and someone wanted to appeal it 60 days, 90 days from now, they still could.
In other words, I could be held up from moving into a...
Not necessarily held up from moving in, but required to go through another, to the appeal process. But that may typically doesn't happen, just forewarning it.
Okay.
We just want you to know everything, so we'll leave.
Okay,
you have any other questions?
No.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much.
You.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 9,515, I think the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Don't say we're all to the essential character of the neighborhood. I think it's a minimum variance that'll afford relief. I make a motion that we approve a 1.2-foot variance for each side and a 2-foot variance between units.
Anyone have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9,515 for a 1.2 variance on the sides and a 2-foot variance between the units. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.